This is Guy Bogart with our Cats Chat number 153. Sometimes in our love of cats, we forget our love of man because we have to brush with mankind every day, and you know that story. But man, too, has his points. I've loved folks and cats and all lives. Well, of course, there are cockroaches and picnic ants and black widow spiders, and I haven't learned to live with them comfortably. And I do what most of you do. But honestly, folks, I don't hate them. But men, I'm a human too, I hope at least. And when you really, really know them, you'll feel toward them the love you feel toward the feline. That's all brought about by reading again from Harriet Gray Blackwell of Florida. You'll find some of her cat poems in Lynn Hamilton's Sophisticats. Lynn sent this additional poem by Harriet Gray Blackwell, Fantasy Without Irreverence. When Judgment Day unveils the face of God, and I am brought before his bright blue gaze, more vivid than the lightning, what shall I be able to present in my defense? I know I shall be cold, remembering not active sin so much, but things I left undone for some tomorrow. Then I hope to feel soft fur around my feet, and after I have picked a kitten up and calmed myself by stroking it, perhaps the Lord will say, "So, Harriet, you like cats?" Relaxing, I'll answer, "Yes, indeed." Is it a sin to like some cats more than people? "No," the Lord will say and smile. Encouraged, I begin. "Do you recall my Persian boots who scratched a rich man once and never clawed another soul? And there was Catty with his white tip on her tail, and Gladdy Boy who fancied cashew nuts. A tenderness will cross the face of God, and he will call St. Francis to his side. This woman might have possibilities, but loving cats is not enough. Help her acquire the grace to love her fellow man." Remember what a jolly time we had together last week? Well, here's Mrs. Clara Faulkner of Hollywood, smiling into the microphone again. She not only makes the best cat and dog-colored photographs in the West, only one rival in the nation, but in her groups like the Cat Care Club, is doing a practical work for the homeless cat, as well as giving a perfect love to her own fur babies. Okay, Mrs. Faulkner, how about it? I see that a copy of the International Photographer has three of your very interesting dog photos reproduced with a very commendable, interesting article. Can you tell us anything about that?
I believe last week I told you about taking a picture of a young collie and the hours that were spent in doing it.
Yes.
Well, we got only two exposures in all that time, but we felt we were well repaid because we got one exceptionally beautiful picture. I had entered it into some of the salons and was asked by the Photographic Society of America to have a copy of it for the permanent print collection in Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. I'm very proud of that. And I think it was time well worth spent in getting that picture.
Well, I'm not wondering that work like yours is getting the public recognition. And I know I had bought, before I had the pleasure of meeting you, some of your cat postcards. And it was a real thrill to meet you and then to get to see more of your work. And I know that if the people here around Southern California looking for postcards will look for that name, Clara Faulkner, on the cards. By the way, I think the folks will be interested in just how these are colored and how they are produced from your... You do both the Kodachrome work and the black and white, or...
Yes, I do. Most of the postcards are made from Ektachrome film, which is the new color film. Some of them were made from black and white negatives, and they used my black and white, my hand-colored prints to make the card from. All the work that I do for customers is done in hand color because I feel that I can reach, or arrive at, rather, the more accurate color of the animal that way. And another thing, it's more permanent than the color processes, printing processes at this time. I hope that that can be improved sometime to make them more permanent. So I do, when I go now, I take them both in black and white and in color.
Maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but it's one that, of course, people are interested in. Knowing you and knowing that you're not out to get too much out of this, you're doing it largely as a work of love, could anything be said about the approximate cost of getting good photographs of the animals? I know you can't pin you down too much, but I mean relatively.
Well, in black and white pictures, if a person wants, often people have just a black dog or black cat, and they'd like just a black and white picture. I charge $15 for that. And as I said before, I go to the animal's home, which often means several hours of driving, and it's quite an ordeal.
Yes.
And in color, they range from $25 to $35, but they're... I've never had a dissatisfied customer.
In other words, your primary object in this is to do creative work for the love of cats, not out to...
That's right.
Which, naturally, if you get enough of it, we hope the will is, as the people get to know more and more of your work, I'm sure they will want it. I want to say this both for you and for the audience out here that's listening, because... after all, we try to make these programs something practical. And how did you happen to get started in this line of work, Mrs. Faulkner?
Well, all the work I've ever done has been in the line of photography, either selling photographic supplies or in retouching. And, after I'd been married about 10 years, I decided to go back to night school at Hollywood High. And one of the last lectures we had was using flash on animals. So that interested me much and very much. And, of course, we always have cats around, so I tried it on my cats. And the results were so pleasing that friends saw it and wanted me to do their dogs. In fact, the one dog in this article you speak of is one of my first pictures taken after my first experiment with my own cats. But I thoroughly enjoy... working with them, and I have unlimited patience. My problem is to find an owner of a pet that has as much patience as I have.
Yes, I imagine in your work you remind me somewhat of my son when he was in high school. He was doing the miniature camera work and so forth for his own, getting some very good results. But to what he thought it to be a help financially if he would do a little photo finishing. But that was a losing venture because he insisted on perfection, which you're not supposed to get and isn't too much appreciated in the mine run of photo finishing. And he would get the fine, make up the special fine grain.
Oh.
So I think that his jobs were costing him about twice as much as he was receiving for his photo finishing. But it did develop him, that idea of perfection. And you have reached that.
Well, that is my trouble, too. I've been accused of being a perfectionist, and I spend a great many hours in the dark room that people have no idea that I do, because I do all my own work, and I enjoy it. But as I say, I've been accused of being a perfectionist, too.
Well, that is what counts. That's what makes the difference between just an ordinary person and one who is. I have compared you to Walter Chandoa, and I really mean that. I'm quite a close personal friend of Walt, as well as an admirer of his work, and I'm glad that he has achieved this national reputation, and he has done it simply by merit. And I do recognize your work sincerely as the equal of that of Chandoa, mm-hmm. which is the highest compliment that I am able to pay.
It certainly is, and I certainly appreciate it.
And I'm sure that you are destined to the same. Mm-hmm. By the way, it might interest you, Walt has a new book coming out sometime in the next few months, following up that All Kinds of Cats, All Kinds of Dogs. So he has doing. But understand, undoubtedly, you have a very patient, very good-natured, and a very kindly husband.
And I'm very much admirer of cats. I think that's where I get part of my love for cats is from his extreme love of them. They're human beings to him. I mean, he treats them as such, too, and he's very, very kind.
Well, to me, all life is one.
Mm-hmm.
And these little animals, our little pets, are creatures with souls. If we have souls, so do the animals. That's patent to me.
That's right.
And there is an individuality and a personality in them. And the people of the KFOX audience have demonstrated that in the hundreds and hundreds of letters in the last 3 years that have come into me, that they do realize that, and I hope quite a number of them will keep this in mind, and that they may have the privilege of getting some of the work of your photography. In the meantime, they can at least buy the postcards and get that splendid results. The understand you're spending some of your summer here down at the Corona del Mar.
Yes, we are. We'll be down the rest of the week and possibly most of next. It's a beautiful spot.
It is. I've
yes,
always been
is.
Very fond of that section down there. I suppose they've got a cat down there too.
We took one home from there about 3 weeks ago that some summer vacationers deserted there. And she's a very, very cute cat. But that's one of the problems of cat lovers is summer vacationers deserting animals when they've finished with them on their vacations.
That's one of the big problems. They think they're cat lovers, but they're not. No cat lover would do that. Well, our time is up. I'm awfully sorry that we can't have more time, but we've enjoyed these two interviews, Mrs. Faulkner, and I hope that more and more of the KFOX listeners will turn to your work, and we thank you. And this one of my sayings is that service is love in action, and you've been mighty active. This is Guy Bogart with love and joy to all the world and to the flying saucers. Happy purrs.